USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Saturday, sending President Biden's signature measure back to the House for final approval. The bill that includes $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans passed by a 50-49 vote along party lines. Senator Joe Manchin believes that they did pass a bipartisan bill, despite the fact that no Republican senators voted for it. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN that many aspects of the bill were crafted by negotiating across the aisle.
In this bill, we targeted where help is needed. We were able to target basically the people that need help, the children that need help, the schools that need help, the people on the front line, all of America. That's what we were able to do, and a lot of that was by talking with my colleagues and negotiating back and forth, and I was able to channel that through, I think, and hopefully make a bill that is a much more encompassing bill. I think it's a great piece of legislation, going to help a lot of people.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A young poet who gained international fame at President Biden's inauguration says she was tailed and confronted because she's black. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Poet Amanda Gorman says a security guard racially profiled her while she was walking home on Friday night. The 22-year-old, who recently recited a poem at President Biden's inauguration, tweeted that the guard followed her home and demanded to know where she lived because she looked, quote, suspicious. Gorman lives in Los Angeles, but she didn't specify exactly where the encounter occurred.
And authorities in Equatorial Guinea say at least 20 people have been killed and more than 600 injured after multiple explosions in the country's largest city. The blast occurred Sunday at a military base in the port city of Bata, according to the Central African country's health ministry. The nation's president says the cause of the explosion was negligent handling of dynamite in the barracks on the base. Officials fear the death toll still could rise as many people are still feared buried in the rubble of destroyed buildings in the area. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The CDC is expected to release guidance this week for people who've been vaccinated against COVID, laying out what activities it will be safe for them to resume. Dr. Celine Gounder is an infectious disease specialist and tells CNN what she expects those guidelines to look like.
Well, I think a good rule of thumb is if you have been vaccinated and you are around other people, all of whom have also been vaccinated, you can go back to whatever you did before the pandemic. If you are in a group of people that's mixed, some vaccinated, some not, probably you should still be wearing masks. And of course, if no one has been vaccinated, you really do need to continue wearing masks and social distancing and all the rest.
And lawyers for former President Donald Trump are asking GOP groups to stop using his name for fundraising. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Attorneys for former President Trump have sent cease and desist letters to the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which raise money and shape messaging for the midterm elections and beyond. All three committees have referenced Trump in recent emails asking for donations to increase their coffers as they work to win back control of Congress in midterm elections. On Friday, the RNC sent two fundraising emails asking those who consider themselves President Trump's most loyal supporters to virtually sign the official Trump thank you card. Politico also noted that Trump has been angry that those groups have used his name to support Republicans who voted to impeach him earlier this year.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.